Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What up, TSP family? Hope you have a dope day, and thanks for tuning in. This is the Sneaker Podcast, Season 9, Episode 13. My name is Chris Chu, and on lead vocals is the crew. What is up, Maya?
What up?
What up? What is up, Hugh?
What up?
What up? And what is up, Cal? What's going down? Everything's going down. Because as always, the Sneaker Podcast is brought to you by your favorite organic sneaker cleaner, Sneaker Logic. You can find them on Instagram at SneakerLogic_official. Use our coupon code TSP15. Get 15% off your order. Keep your kicks clean. Yeah.
This is sneaker cleaning season too.
It is.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Definitely. Like there's splashes all over, and one day it's snow, next day it's rain, next day it's just mud left over.
Yeah. So this will, I was just showing like a little box of wipes. Very good for when you're on the go. Yeah, keep them in your car or whatnot, and then if you need to need a little, little brush up before you head out, get the step in, and very nice, very nice. All right, let's start the podcast like we always do with what you're planning on wearing tomorrow, brought to you by our good friends over at Quality. You can find them on Instagram at Quality, K-U-W-A-L-L-A-T-E-E. You could use our coupon code SPOD20, get 20% off your order. I've been enjoying switching up like my fits every day for work. Works in the office, works for outside the office, you know. It's not safe for work sometimes, and you gotta wear the Quality. Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna say that my summer uniform is in full effect now. And that is the denim midi skirt in light blue. And the period. And the mock tee, the mock cropped tee in white. So every summer I'm always in like the white tee denim skirt combination. And Quality has that. And it's just the combination. For me, at least. Everyone knows that's uniform.
Very cool.
When the weather starts getting nice.
I think the white tee is the way to go these days, no? Like black tops, black tees have been a thing for a bit. White tee is the way to go.
I've noticed that lately too, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Nope,
but you'll always be black tee to me, Chris.
I'm black tee? Yeah.
Yeah, always. You're black tee, bro.
Sweetened or unsweetened?
Always, always sweetened, bro.
Always sweetened.
Sometimes,
always sweet.
Sometimes spicy, but mostly sweetened.
Oh yeah, about is it sometimes sweet and low, or is it or is it aspartame? You know, aspartame.
Stevia, the natural. You're all natty, bro. Stevia, bro.
Yeah. All natty.
All natty.
Men's is high glucose fructose.
Jeez, we're all getting scientific, man. I'll go next because just to bounce off of Maya's denim skirt, not that I could ever pull it off like her. Tomorrow I'm gonna be rocking my camo utility cargos with a white Boss tee. And then right now, because it's like kind of cool in the morning, but then it heats up in the afternoon. I don't really want to wear a jacket, but I do right now. It's like denim jacket season for me. So I'll probably just throw on a denim jacket. And then for sneakers, I think I'm gonna go like my Puma X Ruigi pink suedes.
Okay,
nice.
Just to put a little bit of color in there, you know.
I like that. I like it a lot.
So I'm gonna go with a spring fit, but also not knowing what the weather is gonna be like because we're having random. Doesn't say anything in the forecast, and all of a sudden it's raining.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden the rain turns to snow. Wake up in the morning and you look out the window and there's snow, and it wasn't supposed to be there. So So I'm gonna go with my light blue destroyed denim.
Yeah.
Because it has a nice spring flow with the light blue, and then it's got the holes in the knees in case it's nice. But it's you know, it's still pants in case it's not. And then I'm gonna throw on, which is well, I guess first I'll have a tee on, but I'm gonna put on the black zip up Raglan hoodie, which is, like Maya said, it's my uniform right now. I'm gonna keep doing that until it gets too hot, because I love that look. And I'm gonna finish it off with the 3.0 varsity jacket, because it's got the nice blue hits in it as well, light blue, baby blue, whatever you want to call it. That's gonna go with the pants. It's got that nice beige. And then the shoes are gonna be the one and only Lance Mountain SB Jordan 1s Lowe's with the canvas.
Very nice, very nice. Fire. Blue baby, like blue denim with that. Very nice.
With that, yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. I do have a day planned tomorrow. The daughter has a day off from school, not the son, so only the daughter. So it's gonna be daddy daughter day.
Aww. Nice.
We have a plan. We're gonna go shopping in the morning. She mentioned to the wifey that she wants to buy some t-shirts. So, you know, she doesn't know that the dad knows how to shop. So I'm gonna show her. So we're gonna go do that. We're gonna hit up some outlets. I do have to do a little pickup drop off at Quality as well. So the outlets are right next to Quality. Nice. I will be wearing my black carpenter trousers. All right. A nice white tee. White tee. And I'm going to wear a nice denim jacket that I got from a while back. It's like a dark grayish. So that look. And on feet, I'm going to be wearing some Air Max 1 times Travis Scott, the yellow pair.
Nice.
I forgot to mention my on feet earlier. My Travis Scott olive Lowe's looks really good with a denim skirt. Yep.
What's the sock situation in that outfit with that type of shoe?
I'm always going to be wearing my Make Way Crew socks in white, regardless. Ooh.
Okay.
Like represent.
Those are uniform.
Okay. Dang. Very nice. Yeah.
Yo, Chris, nice take a picture with that white shirt on. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah. Me in a white shirt? Yeah. Yo. No, it's like every time I wear a white shirt, people are like, you look different. You look I go, because the sun's reflecting off the white shirt and beaming into my face. There's like a dark cloud that's like over my brow. I'm like, yeah, I'm so mad at everyone. But now I'm like, oh, you look like you know, awake and like all happy and shit. Like the
sunshine.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yo, I just on my story, I just put that photo that you did for Quality that they posted today with the hangers, with the jacket and the pants and the New Balances. Oh man, okay, yo, that's a good shot, man. That's super.
Okay.
That
is. Okay, I need to clear the air on this. I think I mentioned it last week. I was going to Quality. We're going to go shoot some outfit grids for the floor. I asked them if they had a ladder and everything. I brought some lights, portable lights, just in case. Nice. So I had all that figured out. They had all the fits prepared. And then they wanted to shoot something on that coat rack thing that they have stuck to the wall. Now, the way that rack is placed, there's not a lot of distance between that wall and the wall, like facing it. So I couldn't use my camera. Like I didn't have the distance. I didn't have the right lens. I don't have the lens for that. But one of the owners, one of the bros there, he has a really good iPhone, like an updated iPhone. And he took a photo with his iPhone. And that's his shot. It's his photo. Okay.
Oh, shit.
He took that photo. Oh, my God. I'll go, yeah, that iPhone's amazing. Because me and there was another Quality rep there, and we were trying to figure out a way to shoot it. Even on her phone, it didn't look as good as on Quality's phone. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, whoa, that's way better. I go, if you want, I'll edit it fast. So he sent it to me. I edited it and I sent it back to him. And to be honest, they added something else because they edited some other way. and it looks super clean. And I basically had like maybe 5% involvement in that photo, but he tagged me in it. And I replied, I go, I didn't take this photo, by the way. And I go, and I'm laughing, right? And he goes, no, you did it. And he's laughing. I'm like, I know I didn't. Okay. But we're just laughing about it. But he tagged me, so whatever.
Like, that's sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I should have learned that before I posted it.
Still, quality's family, so it's good.
No, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But honestly, it does like look like a Chris shot. So
it does. I agree.
It really does.
The most I did was help placing the shoe because I've done something like that before, like hanging sneakers and to make it kind of sit properly. But it was actually all their idea and their iPhone and everything. So. Most I did was did a bit of editing, but I didn't really, I don't think I affected it that much. But yeah,
we'll edit this part out later.
Team effort. Again, you can check out all of Quality's new stuff. Spring Summer 24 is amazing. Go to their website, quality.com. Again, our coupon code is SPOD20. Get to shopping. Quick shipping, like fast shipping.
Oh, yeah. Fast.
Yeah, fast.
With the quickness.
Yeah. All right, let's go on with the podcast and another favorite segment. It's called New Shit. Who's got some new shit?
Anyway. I got new shoes.
Yeah, go.
Ooh. Let's go.
So if you've been listening to the pod for a while, or at least since these came out or I've been on, then you know I like them off the rip. And shout out to Mike when he got a different pair. I told him again how much I like them. And I happened to find them at a local shop here for a great price. And they're DS. And it is the Bad Bunny CL Response.
So good.
In the colorway that I can't really say. It doesn't say it on the box. And I forget. It's like Pino Ferreso or something like that. Something in Spanish, I believe. It's modeled after a horse. So after I'm not familiar with the CL Response aside from the Bad Bunny pair.
Yeah.
And so after I got them, I really liked them, like I said, and I looked it all into it and everything like that. And the changes that whoever designed this shoe is wicked. Like all those squiggly drippy lines on it are all straight angles on the original CL Response. So like every single one of those waves is not like that. It's a straight line. And it's just, I really like it. I really like the details. The details are crazy on them. They're awesome. I really like them. And I was watching for some reviews on them again after I bought them. That's how I seem to do it. about the sizing, and the sizing, everybody says they fit pretty true to size, but in the toe it gets a little narrow.
Okay.
And so I just figured, because I have what I think is like a weird foot size, where I'm like 9 3/4 is my actual size. And these size 10 fit me perfect. Absolutely perfect. I only tried them on. I didn't even walk around in them. I just, I bought them online, got home and was like, oh, I better make sure they fit. You know, Adidas, these could be an 11 and a half. Who knows?
Exactly.
yes. So, Yeah.
So I put them on and they fit great. I think they're going to be extremely comfortable. I'm very happy with the purchase. Shout out to From Another, man.
Yo,
that's a shop, Cal.
It's like, yeah. Like, and Chris too, man. Like, they have very good pricing. Shout out to those guys, man. I saw them. It was funny. So I saw them. It was their like steal of the day or whatever they call it. And they posted them. And so when they first posted, it's in-store only. And when I shop at From Another, like, even if there's a dope pair in Edmonton, I won't buy it. Because I'm like, I don't need this. That's an extra, whatever the shipping is. I don't even know what the shipping is because I refuse to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's in Calgary, I'll buy it. And so they posted them, and I'm like, man, I like those. I like those. And so I'm like, no, whatever. Like, I don't want to, like, drop. Like, they're $170. I was like, I don't want to spend that right now. I got some things coming up. And I was like, if they make it online, though, I'll sizzle it. So, like, for the next day, I'm like, this is when they're going to go online. And I'm checking their stories, because they'll tell you, like, these are online now. And nothing. And I'm like, oh, man, somebody bought it? I'm like, no, because they usually take a picture of the person that buys the in-store steal of the day.
Okay.
I'm like, so, hey. Wow. Yeah, I'm checking again. Oh, and then, boom, they went up. As soon as I saw it, I copped it, man. And then I ended up telling Chris. And Chris was like, yo, I clicked on it, and it said sold out. I was like, yeah, that was me. Oh,
it was the funniest thing, because Cal messaged me last night. It's like I made a purchase, or like the night before. Yeah. It's like I made a purchase.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he didn't tell me what it was first. And then he says, You want me to tell you, or you want me to save it for the podcast? I go, it's up to you. And he shows me a picture of them. I go, yo, I just saw them on From Another, and like on their stories. And I was like, oh, that's a nice pair. I think it's my favorite Bad Bunny pair, by the way.
Yeah.
Because the colors are great, and there's that little hit of purple, I'd say.
Yeah, the purple.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I went on their site right away, and I go, it says sold out. I go, nice. Oh, the price is so good. Sold out. I don't know what size it is again. Like, I didn't register in my head. I click it. Oh, it's my size. I go, oh, that's a miss. Like, I missed it. And then I go on with my day. Cal shows it to me. Go, oh, you're the one that sniped it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They were the ones on my list. Like, out of even these are probably my favorite Bad Bunny collab.
Mm-hmm.
And out of all the CL responses, this was my favorite color, because it's got that almost pinkish little hits on it with like the browns and stuff like that. And I'm a big fan of both of those colors. So I like it. Dust bag and stuff like that. They're a wicked pair, man. Branded
great
box.
Pair. Great price, man.
Okay. Like, I have a question. Yeah. I have a question, guys. So you see how this is a Bad Bunny collab, and Cal, you mentioned earlier that the squiggly lines are usually like straight lines on the GR pair. I noticed with celebrities, they have a lot of access to like changing the silhouette, like Travis Scott with the reverse swoosh, even like Billie Eilish introducing the new like the straps over the Air Force Ones instead of the laces. So I feel like, do you feel like artists have more like leeway when it comes to editing versus other people? Because some people don't do anything with when they have collaborations, and they just, you know, switch up a color. Do you think it's because they're not allowed to, or maybe artists have more like, you know?
I think there are levels of access to what you can do, because you know, the Bespoke Mercer 21 Nike, this is as an example, that shop. And like, you could just basically, you pay a lot of money, and then you can make the shoe really whichever you want on it. Uh-huh. All the materials, everything, and so custom, super custom, like a real Bespoke. But then I think it depends on who you are. Like, artists are huge now. Most of the collabs are with artists. So more than likely, that's how it's going to go. Like, depending on how big of an artist you are, you might have more leeway. But then there's some also that I think some might not have any skill. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they have to work hand in hand with designers.
They just don't have the vision.
Right? Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't. Some might just say, show me a few things, and then they'll add their touch to it or whatever. Or like, they'll bounce ideas off each other. But I think there's some stuff that still you can't do. You still want to keep it for yourself. Like, what's Nina Chanel Abney, like when she did the Jordan 2, that was really like, it looks like a Jordan 2 for sure. Like, you can tell, but it's like way off from what all the other collabs have been doing. Like, just switching up materials, changing colors, or adding stitching or whatnot. She kind of like just a whole new thing, like a whole art fashion thing. And I think it depends on skill and access. And I don't think everyone gets the same level of access, or I don't think it's like set in stone, like, okay, you're a level two or you're a level three or something. I think it really, because it's not like a week thing. It's not, it doesn't take a week to produce these. It takes like a long time from
Right.
what I understand.
True.
Yeah.
And I feel
And
like when Kanye moved to Addy, it kind of opened the doors for other artists who work with Nike to be able to do shit. Because I don't know the timeline specifically, but I feel like Travis was the first one to do a backwards swoosh on anything. Because
Yeah.
I feel like prior to that backwards swoosh, like that was like never allowed. That was like no one was allowed to do that
Yeah.
shit. You
I
know what I
wonder
mean?
if people are allowed
Except
to
for
do
Dennis
it
Rodman.
now.
Well, I don't think it's such a big deal now because Giannis's basketball shoe has a backwards swoosh.
True.
Yeah.
True.
There's so
LeBron
much shit
has
now
that
with
too.
backwards swooshes, like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Dennis Rodman claims he was the first. He said
To
he was the
this
player. That.
custom like
No,
custom design,
to have a
the
backwards
reverse
swoosh on his
swoosh.
Nikes, yeah.
Oh,
Which one?
The
Indestruct?
Destroyer?
The
Destruct.
Shapes?
It's old. I forget. He I forget
Now
what
I gotta
show
do
he was
research, bro.
on
and
Kind of like a
he
wraparound
said it.
swoosh type deal.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Indestruct.
He but he literally said he's like, I did it before Travis.
I
He's
believe
like,
him.
I was the first one to do it. But
Probably.
it is a backwards swoosh.
Yeah, shake and destruct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I
I
said.
see yeah. And I mean, I think it all depends too, because I see, like with Ronnie, right? Everybody knows I basically study Ronnie's work. And when Ronnie does work with, like when he used to do work with Puma, it seemed like he had free range, because he
Yeah.
did a lot of alterations to these Pumas, like making it a mid from a low with a booty,
Yeah.
liner to it, and adding a strap here when there was no strap there before, and doing fusion models. And same with ASICS, where he did the fusion model before Homie Awake did. So I think you're right with the tiers, that there's certain tiers. And I think when it comes to celebrities, their celebrity might play a role. Like Bad Bunny is huge, right? Like worldwide, he's a gigantic artist. So they probably let him do whatever and give him the best designers to work with as well. And then Billie Eilish, again, she's huge, right? She's not, some regular person. She's a pop star, right? When you're a pop star, it's different from being like a rapper. You know what I mean? Like Kendrick Lamar is a huge rapper, but compared to a pop star, it's not the same. You know what I mean? And that's no jab at
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar. I'm just saying that, like, there's
Yeah. Makes
We
sense.
get it.
But then I think also, like when you're mentioning Ronnie, I think in some ways it's kind of more like a Ronnie times Puma versus a Puma times Ronnie, depending on the brand. Okay. But there's some guys that come in and they're more like, they take on more of a creative director role type thing versus just like someone that puts their name next to whichever shoe that you're going to release.
Okay.
So
Yeah. Makes sense.
like you go you, to not tap into like Ronnie's like way of doing things is like insane. Like why would you even do a collab with him if you're not going to let him run with it, you know? And
True.
this is all like we don't know. We don't actually know. We're just guessing.
Full disclosure,
Speculation.
like
We're just guessing. This is how we would do it if we own a sneaker
Yeah.
brand, okay?
But that's just us.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else got some new shit?
Yeah, man. So the Puma fam sent over a new colorway in the MBO3s. It's the Spark colorway. So it's like predominantly yellow, some purple, but it's also got hints of Volt and like orange on there. Pretty cool.
Those are wild.
I thought it was like
It gives Rick
a
and
ode to
Morty vibes.
WNBA because like the LA Spark or whatever. I feel like this would go with
Oh,
that. Or even
yeah.
like the
Still
Lakers and
Laker,
stuff.
like LA color.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool too. Just because I know WNBA is gonna be starting pretty soon. And but yeah, man. Shouts to the Puma fam. These are clean. Love the loud, like summer colors on them too. So,
What
you
is
know,
that on the
check them
back?
out.
What does it say? What does it say on the back?
Melo, he's one of one.
That's crazy branding, man. Yeah. That is crazy branding. Yeah. That's
well,
like...
the details they put on his shoes are crazy, you know? The next one says not from here and stuff like that. On the, and then the outsole is probably my favorite because then it just spells out rare when you put the two together.
Yeah.
It's dope.
That's sick.
Very cool.
Very nice.
Maya, you got
That's
something?
It for me.
I got no new pickups this week.
All right. I did make some pickups. It's been a busy week. First pickup, it's an eBay pickup, kind of an impulse buy, kind of not. You know the type of impulse buy that happens and you're like, oh, that was an impulse buy. But then when they land, you're like, oh, I'm so happy I got them. So this is a Kobe 11 set. Very good condition. Very happy about that. For those paying attention and for those keeping score, you might ask yourselves, hey, Chris, isn't that like your second pair of these? And I'd say yes. Yes, they are. But I saw them in good condition. This is a tough shoe to get in a good condition, I find, because of like the mesh here. It rips a lot. Yeah. And I did get the other pair. I do kind of want to wear one pair on street and keep the other pair like for ball. So it's good that I got a second pair. So I'm very happy with these. Because I like how there's all these customizers for like Kobe sneakers, and they always do these sunset like gradient things. And I think they're like the most beautiful sneakers. But this one is kind of already made that way, so I don't have to I don't have to pay that custom price. Very happy with these. Very good. Very happy with these.
With with the mesh on those, is it still just a Kobe 11 or is it a Kobe 11 EM or something like that?
I think it is an EM, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. See, Kobe 11 comes with like the is fly like knit. A fly knit, like all the knit on the top there. I'm not so much a fan of that iteration of the Kobe 11. I prefer these mesh ones.
Okay.
These are the ones I kind of get. Because I feel the shape is a bit different with all the knit. Not good for my foot, I find.
It
looks
stiff,
weird.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks more like my leg and then like a weird shape thing. Instead
Stump
of a
foot.
Shoe. Yeah. So, yeah, I prefer the EM. Which of course stands for electromagnetic.
Oh yeah, hey?
Right. Yeah,
I knew that because I have a pair of or I guess that I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I guess that because I have a pair of Kobe 9 EM, and that was the difference as well, right? Is that it had a mesh instead of the fly knit.
Yeah, I like that. I have also made a second impulse purchase. These impulse purchases happen like late night. And let me just say, eBay is good because they sent me a notice of like an item that I watched at one point in time, but I'm not watching currently. But they sent me a notice that it's ending soon. And I was like, what? I'm not watching this. I'm not watching this pair of sneakers. The price is good. I go, maybe I will buy them. And then
they
I
got
bought
you.
Them. They got me. They got me. But again, I was like, fuck, I made another impulse purchase. But when they landed, so happy that I got them. It is the Dame 4 times Bape. Dame
oh
4
my
times
gosh.
Bape in the green colorway.
Those are nice.
Those are tough.
These are like, pre-owned too, but look at this, man. It's clean.
Brand new, really
clean,
yeah.
Man. I'm so happy that I got these. I'm gonna wear them on court, see how they feel. I didn't wear the Dame 4 yet on court, so I'm gonna see how they run. And if not, like these will look great on feet for the streets, you know, this
those
big,
are cool.
Big camo, you know, all over the place. Super happy with these. Got them at a great price.
Are those the most Bape shoe ever?
Like like camo-ish with the whole
with everything with the eyes, the teeth.
Yeah. It's big designs, big designs.
Yeah.
I don't remember how many times Lillard wore them.
It has all the hoodie stuff on it. The shark hoodie stuff. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's the most babe shoe ever, man.
Yo. 2016. Those are fire.
And then I have this like bookmark folder on my iPhone with all the like the resale shops. And when I click on them, it just searches Kobe sneakers for me right away. Let's click on it and it just does the Kobe search for me right away. So I keep tabs on what's available and blah, 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 blah. And boom, 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 popped up this pair of sneakers. The Kobe 8 Venice Beach. Shout out to
Kenshi. You ain't crazy.
Yeah, Kenshi Toronto. They had them for like $120 over retail. Wow. Which, if you just take it as it is, $120 over retail kind of sounds like a lot. But in Kobe resale, like second market terms, not really at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so super happy. You know, it's there. I go, what? That's a great price. Mm-hmm. Must be like a youth size. I click on it. It's my size. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my God. So I bought them. Super fast shipping. Clean. Super happy. Very happy.
Very nice. About these.
Out of the April 13th pairs that released, there was the Italian camo. So those got them through the raffle. Now I got the Venice Beach, which is technically my third choice out of the three pairs there. So I'm pretty happy. You know, it's just still a very nice shoe.
But those are dope.
But to complete the trio,
I got myself the
Kobe 4 Kobe 4 Philly. I found them and I've been monitoring them, like pricing and all that. And I kept waiting. Man. And I was like, this is the least expensive I'll find them, I believe. I think it's safe to make that purchase. Went for it. So, and this pair, I'll be honest, when I first saw them, I'm like, I don't need this pair. I really don't need this pair. I'm not a huge fan of blue, red, and white on a sneaker. But when someone took photos of these, I'm like, oh my God, they're beautiful. Like, they're just a beautiful shoe. And decided I like these. Like, after Italian camo, this was my favorite. So, and I'm looking down the line at all the Kobes that are going to be coming out. And I'm like, okay, there's maybe girl dad that I kind of want, but those I think are going to be super tough to get. The Mamacitas that released today, those
happy birthday.
I assume it's like impossible to get. They were So I go, this is a safe purchase, and we'll go with that. We'll figure it out later. Jeez. But yeah, that's what happened this past week. Boom, boom.
Congrats, bro.
Good pickups.
You got the trifecta.
Yeah, it happened.
Guy, are you gonna shoot them all together?
We're all like, this guy.
No, not together. I did. Mm-hmm. I did do a little sesh of like just taking photos on the floor, which I haven't done in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was like off the grid shooting that made me like, this is easy. Let me just put shoes on the floor and shoot them. So I did that. Took a few and I said, maybe I'll just put them in a carousel.
Nice.
And then think of it like a really clever caption, you know, get a lot of likes, become famous, and go that way. All right, let's move on to flooding our feeds. A lot of sneaker releases coming up. There is something called the Adidas Samba Millennium. Adidas Samba Millennium. It's slightly different from the original Adidas Samba that we've been seeing all over the place. They do have I think they showed the black colorway and then the white colorway that we all know. Well, what are your thoughts on this Adidas Samba Millennium?
Definitely like soccer vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do prefer the OG Samba, the soul of the OG Samba, but they're cool.
I do like that it seems a bit more robust. Because some days I feel like the original Samba just looks like a slipper. It's so sleek and slow low to the ground. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That this does seem to be good. I don't know who they're targeting in terms of like target audience for this shoe. Maybe
is
they
this
did
an,
try to.
Is this a new model, or did this come out in like 2000 and that's why it's millennium?
I don't have enough Adidas knowledge.
Yeah, okay.
To answer
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either.
Same.
Right.
Same.
But
I mean, the
yeah,
original Samba
sense.
was a soccer shoe, was it
Yeah.
not? Like an indoor soccer shoe?
Yeah.
So that's from looking at it, I'm gonna guess that they're targeting footballers.
Football.
Because
yeah,
like
big
this
market.
Doesn't seem like it's too on trend for streetwear, is it?
I don't know, man, because there's a lot of crossover I find in terms of like athletic shoes making their way onto like street culture.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
true.
Yeah, that's true.
Like a
Everyone
lot of
wears
skate
jerseys
stuff, like
nowadays.
Athletic skate stuff that is like, yeah. I mean,
Soccer
all I've been
hooligans are
buying
gonna
is
come after me.
basketball sneakers, so I don't know about you guys, but yeah, I think it'll do. It, like, man, people love the Samba these days, right? So why not?
I think these will be easier to rock with baggy denim or like baggy pants, right?
Because you're a bit
That's
higher
true.
off the ground. Yeah,
and they're a bit more bulky too,
yeah,
as
they look
opposed
kind
to
of
like
wide.
Yeah. So maybe that's like who they're going for.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll
soccer
see.
Hooligans.
We'll see.
That's what
All
I'm saying.
them hooligans.
They're for soccer
The
hooligans that
hooligans.
go to the game wearing their Sambas, and now they want the millennium ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Makes sense now.
Absolutely. There is the, let's see. Yeah. KD4 Weatherman.
Bro, these are dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that green, yeah,
it's very good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
hey, I'm happy they're like retroing it. I'm happy they didn't change anything about it. It's just yeah, it's good, man. It's so good.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's a beautiful color. I don't know what the new generation sneakerhead thinks or feels, how they feel about the KD4. Like I don't know if their brains are trying to like translate it for streetwear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I like it.
It's definitely an on-court sneaker for me when I'm looking at it. I don't think I'd be able to wear it streetwear.
No.
I feel like when they dropped that they had a pretty big street presence.
For us,
Yeah.
back in 2012, yeah.
Yeah.
But back then, we were rocking basketball sneakers, like, on the street. Like, the
casually.
LeBron,
Yeah, on
what
street.
Was it?
Yes. With
LeBron
jeans.
9 was, like, a shoe that you'd rock, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron 7, 8, 9, we just rock him on the street.
Yeah, dude, I was killing the LeBron 8s, bro. The Christmas ones?
Yeah,
Jeez.
The
Dude, those
red
ones
with the
much,
white
bro.
swoosh look good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nike hit it out the park with the KD4, man. They got so many dope colorways.
So many.
Yeah, they did.
Like,
they
when
did.
That
They killed
Easter
it.
Pair drops, I'm going to have to consider it because that was the one for me that, like, I liked a whole bunch of them. But the Easter Pair for me, I was like, man, like, those are clean.
And they
Easy
were
to
on
wear.
Nike ID.
Yeah.
What you guys know as Nike by you. But yeah, it's crazy times. Yeah, I like the Rogue colorway. Rogue was one of my favorites. I still have my pair. And the Year of the Dragon back then.
The blue one.
Yeah.
That one was crazy, bro.
Very good. Very good.
I remember copying those, man. So I had a shift at Foot Locker in Brampton when those were dropping.
Yeah.
And then they were releasing the same day. So I was shook, bro. I worked like, it was like a 9-to-5 shift. And then I had to go to a mall that was like 20-minute drive away. I get to the mall. It was only Champs that had them. And they literally had a full size run, bro. I was so like, I was like, how are you guys not sold out? This is fucking weird. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's why, like, at that time, I guess, like, KD wasn't KD. Like, he was KD, you know what I mean? But it's like, no one was fucking with KD4 for some reason, bro. Like, It was weird. I was happy though. It was like $120 plus discount, and I didn't have to worry about my size selling out. Like, I was blessed. It was just such a trippy time
so
in
good.
sneaker culture.
Yeah, like what was it? Like 140, right? 140, 130?
No, dude, it was 120. 120 plus
120
tax.
Plus tax? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Plus tax. Crazy.
Yeah.
I think now it's 140, no? 140, 160?
No. It's 190.
Oh,
yeah.
In that range. I could,
that's like
resale. How much
from
did I
back
pay
in the day
for the Galaxy? I think it's 170 to 190 Canadian, if I'm not mistaken. That range.
Damn, bro. I mean, it makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, like an Air Force One is like 120 now. Or 145.
What?
120 for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, loving it. Loving it. I mean, you know, with that's considering it's a signature shoe still, right?
Yeah,
170,
and it's a special
190.
Colorway.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I don't think they'll be putting out. Oh, I don't know. I'm not putting it out, but like, I don't think they're putting out like Team Bank colorways. They're only putting out like the super
the
cool
popular
colorways.
Stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Worth it,
Damn.
I find.
No,
all
for
right.
sure.
The Puma times ASAP Rocky.
Yes.
Riri put them on, bro. Riri put them on.
The inhale OG. I like them. They give like race car vibes.
Yeah, but they look like racing shoes.
Yeah, well, it's the F1 partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Collab Puma.
The toe box reminds me of the Nike Stussy collab.
Yep.
That makes
100%.
Sense.
Yep,
yeah,
it does look like
they're
it.
Dope though. I love the colorway.
Same.
It's sick.
Yeah, very good. I mean, especially F1's like really popping off. It's always been popping off, but now it's really popping off.
Yeah,
that's nice. Yeah, he's the main. Yeah, it's true. That Riri
him and
connection,
Riri.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big
They're
collab.
they're gonna buy Puma. That's how it goes. Is that how it goes? Yeah.
They probably already own like shares.
Yeah.
I think you mean she.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ASAP's just along for the ride.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Man's got more money than me. I'm not hating. I'm just making jokes.
There's no way you can hate on ASAP Rocky.
Yeah,
no, not
he's
at all.
With Rihanna, you know what I'm saying?
He's with, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, come on. Right.
I don't need the Navy to come after me. I was just making jokes, guys.
Nigel Sylvester times Jordan 4. Some people call it a low. Some people call it the remix. You guys liking this one? It has the bike air on the back of on the heel there.
Yeah.
I like the toe box and the back heel.
Yeah. I don't know.
The thing
know.
For me is, I think they look nuts. I think they're awesome. Being his shoe and being the first time we've seen this model, at least for me, I've never seen this model. But I'm really not looking forward to when it comes out looking nothing like that and there's no bike branding on it like his last pair.
Yeah, that's the question. Like the airship. What happened to the airship?
Oh, that's right.
Bike airship, and then they put like a super takedown version that has no nod or direct connection to Nigel Sylvester stuff. So aside from the color, but you know, yeah.
But if these do release, they're crazy, man. Like I really like all that plastic on it. I think that's somehow. I'm guessing got to be connected. It's either connected to like late 90s sneakers, I think it was around, where Nike Puma especially started working in plastic onto the shoes. Like they would have a bunch of plastic on the shoes. It's either that or it has something to do with biking. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why else you would bring all that plastic onto it, but I like it. I like the fact that it has that.
I like it too. I like the black and white midsole.
Yeah. I just like that it's a Nigel sneaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris has to have these, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of all clean. The since the Jordan 1 and the Air Force 1 thing that he did. This for sure. Gotta have it. All right. Adidas AE1 Low. So this is since the playoffs started, Adidas released kind of like a playoff pack of all their signature line sneakers. There was the Harden, the Lillard, and the Donovan Mitchell pair. But the one that had the biggest change is the AE1. It showed up in a low. Since we all kind of like really like the AE1 in the mid, do you like the low as well?
Yeah, I prefer low for basketball shoes. So like I already liked how the shoe looked, and then just making a low version of it just gives more like brownie points for me.
Okay.
I like it as a low to give me a chance to maybe wear it on the street because I don't play basketball.
True.
so that's why I prefer the low.
Yeah.
I still prefer the mid over the low. For some reason, because I feel like the collar plays into the look of the shoe a lot. So I feel like low, maybe at one point I was like, oh, maybe if it comes out in a low, I'll wear that on street. But I still feel like it looks better in a mid. That's for me.
Yeah, I agree with Chris because I like the silhouette of the mid. It just looks...
And but it always depends on colorway too. Colorways make this shoe look a certain way.
This mural colorway is of the low is nice though, I will say.
Like the pink or whatever they call it. Yeah.
The pink.
Wasn't that the poster one? Where you posterized someone in the
posterized mids? One is the Georgia Clay, like the all red or all pink or whatever you call that shoe.
Yeah, yeah. Those were sick.
Yeah.
Listeners, hit us in the DM and break this tie. We got two that like the lows, two that like the mids. You guys are going to break the tie, and that's the ultimate decision.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jordan 4, I don't know about this name, White Thunder. Some people call it White Thunder. Maybe they call it a panda. I don't know.
Could have been another Oreo. Oreo 2.0.
Yeah, Oreo.
You
know what I mean? Like,
2.0. The penguin.
Yeah, White Thunder is kind of questionable, bro. Like,
right?
White Thunder.
The zebra? Or
the zebra?
I think Oreo
zebra
would be like the best.
Oreo 2.0 would have worked, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White Thunder sounds like an Australian stripper name, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
It does, yo.
From Down Under.
White Thunder.
From Down Under. Oh, welcome, God. White Thunder.
Yeah.
That was good. I like them.
Yeah. Jordan 4s
are
a thing.
They're cool, though.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Jordan 4s are a thing. Let's see. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it'll do really well because it's like, I feel like Jordan 4s that are like black and white.
Neutral colors.
Yeah.
Always.
They'll sell and they'll sell high.
Well, for sure, bro.
Yeah. We won't understand why, but that's what happens.
Yo, have you guys seen the black cat with that net on the back, the netting on the back of the shoe?
No. On the four? No, it's a four?
Yeah, I wish. It's so they called it the black cat, like the people thought they were going to release the black cat again. And it's got the netting from the mid panel,
right?
And it's wrapped around the back of the shoe, and I don't know like where it came from, but it looks weird and I don't know why they did it. And I can't even remember where I saw it. I'm trying to look at it. No, I think it was supposedly
like a release thing.
A release. Like I forget where I saw it.
Like a sample maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. It could be like a sample or a defect.
Maybe they were trying to design the new Spizik and that's what happened.
Yep.
Oh, maybe it just
put them.
For me, I was like, why would you do that? Like,
yeah.
It. It just looks so funny. I wish I could remember where I saw that shoe. Because I remember earlier in the day, like it was in one day, and earlier in the day I saw it say Black Cats are releasing again or something. And then all of a sudden, they were like, they got the Nets on it. I just sent it to the group chat. I found it. Turn your volume off if you're looking at it. It's
yeah, I was like, I found it too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, no, these are not it.
I don't know if it's real or not.
New
but...
things, man.
This is 2025. Yeah.
Trying to make it more breathable.
Somebody must have been like, hey, man, remember when we thought of like, man, I wish it had netting around the back. I wish the netting from the mid panel wrapped all the way around the back. And they're like, let's do it.
Maybe it's like a reimagined, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess
bro.
It looks weird. Reimagined. That's a good point.
Look very weird. It looks.
Yeah. So it wraps. It's the collar. The collar is like a net type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
No, when did this picture show up? Is it like April 1st that it showed up or something? No.
Oh, that's a good point.
Could have been April Fool's.
Oh.
It's probably a sample of some sort or a fake. Anyways.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll find out in 2025.
Yeah. Speaking of Jordan 4s, I saw this post recently. In the Instagram, and it was just a quick video of three guys shopping in a store, right? And they happened to be wearing Jordan 4s. Each person was wearing a pair of Jordan 4s, and like the caption on the video just said squad goals. Who and then it's like one of those things like who are you? Would you want to be part of this squad type of thing, you know? So one guy was wearing the Thunder Force. Okay. One guy was wearing the Toro Force.
Respect,
and then one
okay.
guy who is clearly winning in the crew was wearing the SB, the Pine Green Force. Okay. So and then it got me thinking. I go, wait, is that a squad goal? Is that a squad? Is that a squad? Does that qualify as a squad?
Squad, but it's not goals, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. What does squad goals mean to you in terms of like wearing the same sneakers? You know, is it wearing the exact same sneakers, having the same sneakers in the whole squad, or wearing the same model? How
No, I feel you like you're home, you can't like so the guy in the Jordan 4 SBs kind of like left his homies behind.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Because
so for it to be squad goals, I feel like each of their Jordan 4s would have had to have been either up to par or like, you know.
Okay.
Let's be real. He looks like the leader.
He does.
Like Jordan 4SB is the leader. You know what I mean? And the other two were just like, oh, I'm just following the leader. Like, but if you're a squad, you don't follow the leader. You're a squad. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
pull out.
I mean, the Toro, to me, the Toros is kind of a sleeper banger. They're not on the SB level, but they're a sleeper banger. But the guy with the Thunder, like, no offense if the Thunder is your favorite shoe, but it's like, to me, it's like, he was like, hey guys, I don't own a pair. And the guy's like, oh, you can just wear these then. And gave him the Thunders. Like, I would not wear my Thunders out next to that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would not wear a pair of GR574s next to the guy wearing the like super limited New Balance collaboration. That's kind of, you know what I mean? Where I would throw it together with, because
right.
It's like,
okay. So maybe it's not squad goals, but maybe we could give it a name. So if the crew was all wearing the same model sneakers, is that like a squad thing, or is that like a, what would we call that?
Three Stooges?
Three Stooges. But I'm saying, look at this. We've worn the same brand. We've made it a thing.
Yeah.
We decided to wear the same brand one day.
Brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brand. It's not the same sneaker, bro. I would wear the same sneaker with my kids and my wife.
Okay. All right.
At one point, Wasn't the Samba like one of our team shoes?
Okay,
it's a team shoe.
Yeah, that's a team shoe, but we didn't wear it all.
But we're not out like we're not out in public together. Rocking the same shoe.
True. True.
I've been out before where I actually put my pair on thinking, and I lost, like, and I knew I was gonna lose, so I don't know why I even did it, but I knew we were going to the club, and I know my two friends. My one friend has Royal Jordan 1s, and nice. My other friend has Chicago Jordan 1s.
Uh-huh.
And I know those are their club shoes because they can crease and get spilt on and survive.
Oh, yeah.
So wore my DMPs, my red DMPs, knowing that they were going to. And we went out like that. Like, we didn't talk about it and stuff like that. And I just was like, yo, I'm going to wear these because I know these guys. Like, one's a girl. I say guys, but one's a girl. I know that this is what they're going to wear because this is what they wear when we go to the club. And so I just wore it anyways. So that time I did do it on purpose, and it was the same model as everybody. But that doesn't happen often. I wouldn't plan it. I think planning it is weird. If you all show up.
I agree.
Planning is different.
Yeah.
Okay. But so
I'll go to the mall, Jordan Forest.
All right. Okay. So, but what squad goals?
Us.
I think us.
No. What would squad goals be? Don't give me a bullshit answer. Tell me for real.
Okay.
What are squad goals?
Okay, let's say we all have on a different sneaker, like a different model. Like, someone has on a New Balance, someone has on a Jordan, but every single one of them are like up to par with each other in terms of like collaboration. And I think that could be squad goals.
Or if the theme is SB. Someone can be rocking an SB Dunk, someone can be rocking a Jordan SB. And then someone can rock the Jordan 4 SB, and that will be fucking bomb.
True.
Okay.
Yeah. I also think, like, if everybody is wearing the same brand but different models, that's also really dope. Like, if everybody...
Facts.
I say really dope, but I just meant dope. if, like, you know, if we're all... And they're all on the same level, too. You know, if everybody's got on... whatever model, they're all different models, but they're all like, oh, those are fly, whatever it is. I think that's cool. I think that looks kind of fresh.
Okay.
Because that's like
a wedding party.
Squatted out, but you're not matching. You know, like even if the shoes are different shoes, like different colors, I mean, but they're the same model, you're still kind of matching.
Okay.
True.
Is a wedding party squad goals though?
A wedding party is a different situation.
Yeah. That's when you want to match.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, it's the situation. Like, I'm not gonna go to a mall being like, "Yo, fam, let's all rock Jordan 4s."
Yeah,
I mean, not. I'm. You know what? If you do that, respect to you. Not to knock you. I just something I wouldn't personally do.
Yeah,
I'd be like, "Yo, let's all rock Jordans," and then leave it up to that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I don't want to look like the guy who's borrowing Jordan 4s from his homies. You know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yo, what about, okay, so what about this? What about if it was like a sneaker jam, a sneaker convention kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
What about then? And we're all going together. Let's say it's not in our cities. Let's say the four of us are going to
Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
And we're going to the sneaker con. We're definitely all hollering at each other to find out what each other's wearing. That's happening for sure. We all know that.
Yeah.
Would we want to do something where we look like squad up, or would we all want to do our
balances
things
to the sneaker convention?
If it's a sneaker event, it'll be very tough because unless there's something very special that we all own. So mm-hmm. team shoe. So from what I'm understanding is, you guys don't want to wear the same shoe all together at the same time. When we're like going out together,
not
then
really.
Why would we have a team shoe? Like, so
I think,
before we get to answering that question, how many shoes qualify as a team shoe right now? Black Cement 3.
Like Bear.
Black Cement 3
for sure, right? Okay. We all own the Black Cement 3.
Samba.
Adidas.
Samba, Adidas Samba, and the white. Do we all own a white cement three?
No,
I
but do we
do.
own
No.
Bread Force? Do we
No.
own Bread Force?
N
No.
yeah, I own the 2012 version. So no. So that's
No.
we're only at two. Bread one?
No, I don't have it.
No. Damn. Roy Shadow one.
I have that.
I have that.
I
Yeah.
have the
Oh, wait. Okay. What if do you have a Shadow one, Maya?
I have the one with like the writing
Satin.
all over the
No?
satin. Yeah.
You have the satin
It's
one?
no, it's like it has the X in the back, that red X in the back, and
Oh,
the
I
do you guys
remember
remember that
oh, I remember
release?
those ones.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
What
those.
if we all wear like a Shadow one, but it's like different versions of it? Like
I need a low.
you got the low, Tal's got like the OG makeup, Maya's got the one with the writing, which we no one remembers the name of right now.
Rebellion or something? Rebellion? Was that one?
Chameleonaire, right?
Rebellion. Yeah,
Rebellionaire.
Well,
Rebellion.
there you go.
Rebellion.
And I
There you
can
go.
wear
Good
like
job to you.
yeah. And I have
The
like
09s.
I have the
Me
A
could wear the
Lady
A
May
Lady
one.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
Ooh.
Lady.
Is that
See,
See,
so
so that
that
would
would
even
even. Yeah, that
Hey,
would even work, even though yours are such a different level than ours. But you could tell what
you'd
we
be the
did.
leader.
You could tell that we did it on purpose,
Chris
though. You know what I
is the
mean?
leader.
Like,
Yeah.
that
I'd
would be that. That's not just like
like pull
one of
my
us has a.
keychain. Hook on, guys. Come on, we're
Yeah.
leaving.
Let's.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's
I
good.
don't know. I still don't
That's
know if that's
cool. I
good.
like that.
Okay, but okay. So what? We only have like two team shoes? For real? I
Sounds
thought we'd
like
have
it.
more.
I think so.
Maya, you're missing the capsule New Balance, right? You have that, right,
Yes.
Chris?
I have that. Yeah.
Maya, you don't, right? The
Nope.
capsule
New
580.
Balance. Shit. All right. Or that Kith New Balance, the
Yes.
Yeah,
The new
City Never
what?
Sleeps. No,
No,
City Never
City Never
Sleeps is one
Sleeps,
that would
yeah.
yeah, the
Yeah,
non-native.
or
Or
and then
the
non-native,
the
yeah.
non-native.
Anyways. Okay, so we don't have that many team shoes either.
I thought we had way more,
Me too.
but
All
oh,
right.
what
So we
about
aren't squad goals, is what you're saying.
But like what?
Reebok? Reebok questions?
Oh, Yellow Toe?
Do we all have yellow toe? No.
No.
No. All
We
right,
always have
sorry
one
guys.
person that doesn't have it. There's always one person.
everyone gets really excited, and we realize it's not, and we're like, oh, okay, move. All
Yeah.
right, all right. So we don't have that many team shoes. We would definitely go with same brand. That's easy, right? Same
Yeah,
brand,
definitely same brand.
during an outing. That's super chill, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Same model. Different colors? No. No
Would have to
bueno.
be like, actually, there was that one time we
Unplanned.
both rocked infrareds, right? I think.
That was yes. It was during Air Max
But that was
day.
a family outing. I told
It
you, I can
was, it
only do
was.
a family.
It involved
Yeah.
like the wifeys. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the
We
kitties, bro.
planned
See,
it.
I
We
can't.
planned it.
Yeah.
Super cute.
That's different.
Yeah, it's not as corny.
Wasn't squad goals, it was family goals.
It's
Family
family goals, bro.
goals, fam goals. Okay,
What if we
so
all stepped out wearing Panda Dunks?
yeah, squad
Oh,
goals.
down.
Squad goals.
Fucking down.
That would be
Yes.
a big fuck you, man. I'm wearing
Yeah.
Panda Dunks.
Literally.
To
to a
the
nobody
fucking like
sneaker
sneaker con, bro.
convention.
To the sneaker
Yeah, yeah.
convention.
Sneaker
Yeah,
convention.
Then
I'm
someone
so
comes up to
down.
you, goes, what's a shoe that you wouldn't be caught wearing out in public? Panda Dunks. While wearing a
Or
Panda Dunks.
then
Sure.
they pan to your feet and you're
Yeah.
wearing Panda Dunks. Yeah.
These aren't the Panda Dunks. These are the Nike Dunk White Thunder.
Yeah, White Thunder.
White
Oh, White
Thunder.
Thunder.
White
The Down
Thunder.
Under. Yeah. All right. Now, what shoe do you think should be our next team shoe? But like a realistic thing that we could all get, where we can all agree, and that would be like a fun times, and maybe we can even go one step further and say we actually feel comfortable wearing it altogether? Is there a shoe that exists like that? Squad goals, like ultimate squad goals.
I mean, I wouldn't want to, like, to say this would put Maya on the spot or whatever, but so just this is just hypothetically, the capsule Canadian tuxedo, just because it is the first Canadian New Balance collaboration, would be that one. I wouldn't.
That is
mind
okay. Because... So that is okay. That's the realistic one. Then we'll deal with ultimate squad goals right after. So that's a good realistic pick. Because you could, we could, you can find it, and it's not like a crazy price, and they're still available, so that could happen. Yeah, that's a good team shoe. What's another? Any other team shoes? I do like the. Alvin, you're not super down with questions. You're okay with them?
Damn, I just don't have any.
I think yellow toe would be a good one, bro. Yeah.
I think yellow toe too.
Yellow toes are dope.
Yellow toes are nice. Yeah.
And I'm sure we can find them on sale.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. Because they had so many releases of them. So
Yeah.
That's another one that we can consider. Anything else? Maybe we should all get that Puma ASAP Rocky when it comes out. I'd be down for that. Right?
Yes.
So, that's pretty fresh.
Yeah. Hit up Brianna and tell her if she could just ship us.
I'm going to hit her up right now.
I was talking
that's
to Cal.
That's your cousin,
right?
Yeah. Okay. No, I go through Maya. That's her cousin.
I know people. All right. What? Okay, now take off the realistic parameters off of this. Unshackle yourselves. What shoe would be ultimate squad goals that you'd be feel comfortable all of us wearing at like outside in public?
I'd be okay with the Alelis.
Alelis May.
Honestly, that was the first thing that came to my head as well.
Yeah.
To be
Jordan
honest,
ones.
I just thought of it.
All right. That's one. Is there another one? Huh.
No, man. Union ones, I feel like.
Yeah, Union one.
Union ones.
Any of the three.
That would be a good squad goal, one where you could mix it up.
We all the different colorways.
Or like everyone's wearing a Union collab. Yeah.
Yeah. True. Oh.
Right?
That's a squad goal.
There's the fours,
bro.
There's
that's
the Jordan ones.
Yeah
that's tough.
Oh my gosh.
That's a squad goal.
And everyone could have a different colorway, man. Yeah. I like
See,
that.
if they all rocked the Jordan Union 4, that's a that's a squad goal, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the off noir, you know, or
I think it has
colorways.
if it has any. Yeah. Like any shoe that you wear and people are like, "Oh, that's a flex."
Yeah.
If everyone was wearing that, then it's like three flexes instead of just one flex.
Ooh, the guava.
AKA squad goals.
Yeah, man. I think that would work.
No one gets left behind, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody wearing no white thunder.
Ain't nobody wearing no thunder.
Like, come on, man. Like, shit. You can't leave the homies behind like that. Come on.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty facts.
Wearing the SBs.
Yeah. I think SB man knew exactly what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's the leader.
He should have just grabbed his bread for us, you know.
Yeah.
Kept
called it a day.
Yeah.
Kept it civil. You know,
and they'd all be on the same par.
Yeah, like close enough, you know, and it'd still be all right. Yeah. Anyways.
Funny.
Anything else that we need to say about squad goals, or that's it?
Well, I think we're squad goals.
Do you, man?
Yeah.
Do you?
Do you? If audience members have thoughts about squad goals or have instances where they were twinning with other people. And they just want to share it with us, go ahead, hit us in the DMs. Yeah. Tell us what about your squad goals. Any shout outs before we close it up?
One more time, shout out to the YYC soldiers. Their event is going down May 11th. If you're around Calgary, please come through. Show these guys some love. They put on for the city and nobody else really does. So please come through, show them some love.
That's nice, man. YYC Soul, S-O-L-E, Jers. Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. That was a great show. Thank you, audience, for joining us once again. And you can download and listen to the Sneaker Podcast anywhere podcasts are broadcast. Alvin, where can people find you on social media?
Find me on Instagram at CanadaGotSoul and at Mr. Q Mart.
Cal, where can people find you?
You can find me at Just Calby.
Yeah. And Maya, where can people find you?
You can find me at Potato, Po.Tato.
Dot-tato. And you can find myself at Christopher.Chu. Be sure to follow us at The Sneaker Podcast. Big shout out to our sponsors, Sneaker Logic and Quality. One love, all the sneakers. Peace.
Peace.